Wellfleet Harbor on Cape Cod Bay seems a good place to spend some of this holiday weekend. Sailboats, motorboats, gulls careening against blue skies. There's lots to like about this part of Massachusetts. Reporter Allie Furlow swam and sunned away the summers of her childhood on Cape Cod. She lives there year-round now. And like most locals, to describe the peninsula that is the Cape, she crooks her arm, points to Provincetown at the tips of her fingers, then moves down her wrist to show Wellfleet. On a creaky bench looking over the water, Allie Furlow told me about 4th of July's on Cape Cod.
Well, there is usually an adorable parade in one or other of the towns here. But at night, right where we are, about 200 yards, is the best display of fireworks over the bay. It's just wonderful.
You said the parades were adorable. Who's in them? All the kids, the bicycles, the flags?
Well, what's interesting is the young all ride in trucks and things, whereas the only people who walk are the veterans, who are usually in their 80s, and I rather like that. And, Susan, you and I both love France, and we're talking about the 4th of July, and I'm sure you remember that the French paid for our revolution. There would be no 4th of July if it weren't for the French. And it wasn't just to spite the British. They came because they were tremendously, even though it was royalist France, a lot of them were very interested in freedom, and they called themselves les Américains.
Well, as long as we're talking history, I was interested to learn that this Cape Cod, actually Provincetown, was the first landing place for the Pilgrims. You know, we always think Plymouth Rock, but no.
Yes, they arrived in Provincetown, and a lot of them came to Truro and dug up the corn of the poor Indians who'd been burying it, sort of like putting it in the freezer. And they went over, and you can practically see it from here on a perfect day. Plymouth, you can see it was the natural place. They went right across the bay and landed in Plymouth.
Back to the Cape, Allie. It has been such a haven for artists over the years, hasn't it? Norman Mailer still lives someplace around here. Who else?
And not only writers, but painters. Of course, Edward Hopper, all the great painters came to Provincetown. There is a very special light. The problem is there are too many poets.
You can't have too many poets. It's like having too much chocolate or too much garlic.
Oh, Susan, I'm the only person on the Lower Cape who's not a poet, I think. I had to give a course called writing, just plain writing, for senior citizens. Right, not far from here. And they were all poets. And they despised me because I had admitted I was a mere journalist and I'd never written a poem. And they were so disdainful, it was awful. And I the first assignment I gave them was to write a sonnet. And they wouldn't. They rebelled. And I even wrote a sonnet, which they didn't like very much. It was all about the rich and grand disporting themselves in bikinis on the sand.
Well, I'm glad it was a bad poem, because otherwise you'd give up journalism and do it more.
Of course. Will you come to my reading? You'll be the only one.
I wonder what you notice as a year-round resident about the changes that summer brings to this place, because it's such a popular vacation spot. Do you all just dread when summertime and all of us show up?
Not at all. No. I think a lot of people, rich and grand people, complain about the tourists. I don't at all. This used to be, of course, long before I came here, a fishing and farming community. And now it's a tourist attraction, and they bring money to the shops. And I've met a lot of tourists I liked very much.
It's awfully nice sitting here in the sun, but do you think there'd be any seafood around here that we might get one of those delicious Cape Cod lunches?
Let us go about 300 yards away to Max Seafood, which is a clam shack, and I think they have fried oysters, so let's go there. How about it?
What a good idea.
My treat.
Alice Nelson Furlow, Allie to her friends and listeners. She has lived year-round on Cape Cod in Massachusetts since 1997, but the place has felt like home to her since she was a little girl and spent her summers there.
How big are the burritos? Are they huge?